Welcome to Outdoors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. I'm your host, Alba Mireles, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome today's guest, Carrie Ann Jelinek, author of more than 180 books, children books, and founder of Sloth Dreams Book and Publishing. We're here to celebrate your creativity and explore the world you crafted in these books. Carrie Ann, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been just awesome.
And let's start by getting to know you a bit. Like, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background before becoming an author?
Yes, my name is Carrie Ann, and I originally started as a music educator. So I've been doing that since I started teaching when I was 12, started teaching piano, and started teaching voice at 17, and then pretty much taught from the get-go, from around, 17 all the way up until about 39. And at 39 was during COVID, and I just didn't want to do any more teaching in the classroom itself, but I wanted to find a way to present books that teachers don't get to share with kids. I wanted to create books that educators want for their kids but don't have the material to. So for example, like a Hawaiian volcanoes and things that kids are really super interested in that teachers don't always have the opportunity or time to teach. Those are the books that I wanted to create. So I started off with one single book that my family and I wanted to write called Hungry for Pancakes, The Adventures of Mr. Peanuts. Mr. Peanuts was an actual our gray cat. And my young daughter at the time was 6. And she goes, what if we made this into a silly story about him, wanting pancakes and doing all these adventures and things? So we started off with that. I didn't know that KDP existed. I didn't know that Barnes & Noble Press existed. I didn't even know you could self-publish. And this was back in January of 2022. But I just had this dream inside of my heart that I want to create a book for children about our cat. So I looked online and I just looked in like self-publishing and tried to figure out like, how are people getting published? Like, are they going traditional? What's the deal here? And so I found out that people were self-publishing, and it was just like, it was such an enlightening thing to me because I had no idea that people were self-publishing at this point in 2022. And so I found out all this amazing information, and I was like, okay, well, now I know how to publish it. I know how to write it, but I don't know how to illustrate. How am I going to illustrate? And so basically, I watched a whole bunch of YouTube videos and I went online. How are they illustrating their books if they don't have the capital to actually pay an illustrator to do all these illustrations? Because it would be extremely costly to hire an illustrator. So I looked that up and I found Canva. And I was like, well, all these illustrations, it says that you can sell them commercially. So I signed up for the professional account and I basically taught myself all the illustration of doing my own books. That's how I learned how to do it. And I learned how to self-publish. I learned how to create a business from scratch. And I just kept going and going and going and going. And the first 2 years, I wrote the most and amount of books, and the bulk of my books, about 180 books. I manage over 200 books, but 180 of those I have written and illustrated. And I do write them, and I do illustrate them by hand. I use very little AI in all of that process. I do, however, use AI for help on my ad copy for marketing. And I use, of course, AI to help me with my business part of the Sloth Dreams Books and Publishing Company. But the books themselves are written by me, illustrated by me, and marketed by myself. And so I've started a marketing agency on top of my Sloth Dreams Books and Publishing Company, where I have marketed other children's authors' books. So I've done that. I've done social media marketing for other folks. I've done just about everything that I guess you could do in children's authorship. My main area of expertise is social studies and like holiday books for children. So a lot of the books that I write are geared towards, not in a typical sense of social studies, but things such as like May Day. And May Day is actually a European holiday that a lot of teachers don't teach because they think in the modern sense of May Day is being a political holiday. But really, it is a European holiday that celebrates the spring. So those are the kind of books that I wanted to write. And so I wrote a whole series of books that were like Father's Day. What is 4th of July? What is Father's Day? What is Mother's Day? What is May Day? What is Halloween? What is Dia de los Muertos? What is Easter, with a real meaning of Easter? How did Easter originate? And these are things that children don't really get to hear the truth on a lot of times, like Easter and Dia de los Muertos and Halloween, like actually how that started. So that's been a real passion of mine, is to put things into perspective for parents and educators, of teaching the actual truth about holidays. And also just about other things as well. Like I like to give accurate information on animals, and just all the things that I write about, I like them to be truthful and accurate and not made up things. And so social studies to me means, you know, like holidays and you know, cultural things. I have a set of books called My Country, and I wrote one on Ukraine about the art, the music, the dance, the money, the flag, the actors that come from there, the musicians that come from there. And I have a whole series of those, and My Country, Hawaii. And I like kids to know that Hawaii was its own country before the United States went in and forcefully took it. And so that, you know, I make that clear in the book. And I really like to write things in such a way where families and parents and educators can go in and explore the truth about the different cultures. And, you know, I pride our company and myself pride ourselves on that diversity and inclusion, and bringing all cultures into the mix of everything. So we like to, you know, bring diversity into our brand. And we promote it every chance that we can get. So,
yeah. And writing, you know, more than 180 books, it's not a small feat. Do you remember the moment when you decide to become a children author?
I think it was, I had written a couple books in 2022, like in January. And then I had this idea because my daughter kept asking me. She said, "Mom, why am I keep hearing about Ukraine?" And she was like 6 or 7 at the time. And it was at the very start of the Russia-Ukraine war. And I thought, you know, if my daughter's asking, I know that other kids are asking, but I wanted to highlight the beauty of the culture. And so I sat down and I said, you know, where can I find this information, first of all? So I found it, I researched, I did all of those things, but I wrote it in such a way that is easy for children to understand, accessible for them to understand, and enjoyable, furthermore, that kids want to read about the culture of Ukraine. And so I wrote this book called My Country, Ukraine, which was the start of that series, My Country series. And that was when I knew I had something because I sold in one weekend, I sold 500 copies in one weekend. And that was 2 months into me figuring out the KDP thing in 2022. So it was like early March of 2022. And I published my first book on January 18th.
Okay,
So
nice. Yeah,
yeah,
so
just a couple months
that
after
was,
that.
you know, the kids are the ones who always push us like to start writing or do something new. There's
Yes.
something special like about writing for kids. What do you enjoy most about connecting with young readers through your stories?
I think for myself, it's like I can remember being a young child, and the kind of books that I wanted as a child are the kind of books that I'm writing. Like, I wanted to know about countries. I wanted to know about cultures. I wanted to know about the people around me. I wanted to know, like, just about things that, you know, I didn't have the opportunity to learn about in school. And so I sat down and I was like, you have to almost dig down into that place and really dig deep. Like, what do you, I remember as a child growing up, like what would I want to see in a book? Like, what would I want to read about in a book? Like, what would entice me as a young child? So it's like you almost have to go back to that place. And I love children's books. I always have from the time I was a little kid. My mom read to us every single day. She read us the Little House series. She read us every single classic book, Secret Garden, Black Beauty, Treasure Island, all of the things. She read all of them to us. So that was a huge, just a huge influence in my life. And being able to share that with children through my children's books has been really amazing.
Yeah, and with so many titles under your belt, do you have a favorite book among your early books on one that holds a special place in your heart?
That's a hard one. I don't really have a favorite. There is one that I feel like it was just a su such a cool story called The World's Greatest Chocolatier. And it's actually the story of Ghirardelli and how he started his company and how he failed multiple times and how his businesses burned down both within the span of 1 week. One in San Francisco and one in Fresno area, and he got back up and he started again and he tried again and he tried over and over and over and over until I mean, and nowadays, you know, he's one of the biggest chocolate companies in the entire world. And it was really fun to write. It was really fun to illustrate. And that's just a story that really holds true to my heart, because it's like I have been in the same, you know, I've lost so much along the way. I've gained so much by never giving up, just keeping, you know, keep trying over and over. Even if it's a book that you're like, oh, I don't know if this book will be any good. You know, and sometimes it fails and sometimes it doesn't. And it doesn't mean that you're, you know, a terrible business or a terrible author. It just means you need to keep trying until you find something that works. And so, you know, the story always, always felt, you know, connected to the story.
Yeah. And running your own publishing company must come like with a unique rhythm. How do you balance writing, publishing, managing everything else behind the scenes?
That's a difficult question. I'm still trying to find a balance, I think, in all of that. When the first 2 years, I think, I heavily focused on the writing. That's why I was able to write 180 plus books and illustrate them all and publish them all myself. And now I'm really going into my, it's about 3.5 years now in, and I am heavily working on the marketing aspect and the back end of things, like getting every single book into the Library of Congress. It's an extraordinary amount of time, effort, all of the things. Getting them onto all of the platforms is, it's just an enormous amount of time that it takes. The marketing part, I like to try to use automation whenever I can. For social media, I have 8 posts that go out a day on social media, and that is, of course, all automated, and I do that monthly. I spend one day, create all the content, and then I put everything onto my automation, and I allow AI to help me with the ad copy of those, and so that part of it gets automated. My Sloths Love to Read podcast, I record all of the books ahead of time. So I do one book per day. I have 365 books on my podcast. And I try to, I do it in spurts. Like I'll pick one day where I'll read, okay, I'm going to do 10, I'm going to record 10 books today. And then the next day I'm going to do 10 more recordings. So I kind of work like that, where I, you know, I set aside a day, like today I'm going to do this, tomorrow I'm going to do the marketing part, the social media stuff, and then, you know, eventually you get to your own stuff, and sometimes you struggle to get to your own stuff. You really have to make time and set aside the time to get to your own stuff, and aside from all the business part of everything. And then when you have clients on top of that, that you're working with and promoting their books and all the things that come with working with other clients. So it's a juggling act for sure. And you wear many hats. You wear your creative hat, you wear your business hat, you wear your marketing hat. Just a lot of different things have to come together, and you have to be able to understand all those things as well. So it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But leads me in another question. Like, what made you decide to start your own publishing company instead of going to the traditional route?
Honestly, I'm not a very patient person. And so I thought, oh, this could take me 5 years to get a publisher. Like, these books are just, you know, for educational purposes. Like, they're not like, you know, they're not like Harry Potter. You know, they're not a huge novel. They're 32 pages with, you know, small amounts of text on each page. Like, it's not the holy grail of books, you know? So you know, it's apples and oranges, you know.
And but, when people hear the name Carrie Ann, what do you hope you they think or feel about your work?
I hope that they can see I'm putting my heart into every book that I write, and that I truly am writing for children who are curious and who want information and that love reading. I'm really trying to promote, like, especially with my podcast, I'm really trying to promote a love of learning and a love of reading, because that's kind of been like, that's who I am. That's who I was in the classroom. I always promoted a love of reading and a love of learning new things. And so that, I think, you know, is the underlying message in all my books, is that, you know, it may not be the most awesome topic for you, but the author can make it awesome. And that might turn a kid around from not liking science to loving science, or, you know, any topic, really.
So are any of your books available in digital or interactive formats?
I have, all of my books are on Amazon, and all of them are in Kindle format. So they are on there as ebooks, and I have several ebooks actually on my own platform on slothdreamsbooks.com. And I also have them on Google Books, Ingram Spark, Barnes and Noble Press, I'm trying to think of all the things, Drafted Digital, Lulu, trying to think of all the places. They're in a lot of different places.
But yeah, most, it's going to be easy to find.
Yeah.
And do you have any upcoming titles or projects that you are excited about, like, or you can share with us?
Yes. Well, yesterday was really awesome. I got a huge order for an education vendor, and they ordered 50 of one of my titles called "Is Strawberry Picking Time?" And that was really cool, because those books are going to children at a, like, a strawberry extravaganza thing that at their school. So it's going to be really fun that they're going to get all these, you know, the strawberry books of mine. And I was like, oh, that's so awesome that they're going to a school and they're going to be promoting, you know, like, agriculture, which is really neat.
Yeah. And I think that the way that you're writing for educational things, That might fit in some school. That might fit is probably when, you know, the kids sometimes ask questions that we don't know the answer. We also do our research, and we don't know how to explain sometimes. It's hard for us to explain in kids' words so they can understand, and you make us that job easier. And thank you. And also, I want to ask, there's any other platform they people can reach you, can find your books? Like, I know that it's on Amazon. I know that you have your webpage. You talk a lot about marketing. You have probably Facebook, Instagram that you want to share with our audience.
Yeah, I'm of course on all those platforms, like you said, Amazon, Ingram Spark, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, all those places. Also, you can find on my website, slothdreamsbooks.com, and you can also find me on Pinterest. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, of course, Threads. I can't I have so many of them, TikTok, YouTube. I have a YouTube channel of children's books that I read aloud. So you can find me on there and listen to some of the books that I have up there. And then on my podcast is also, you know, like a book every single day. And that's Sloths Love to Read, and that's on pretty much everywhere. You can Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, all the things. It's pretty much anywhere. You just type it in. It's also on my website, so you can listen to it right from the browser there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. It's a pleasure, Kirian, to have you here. And like for us, having those kind of authors that they have like long list of books, they have experience they can share with our listeners, it's very helpful. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your work and sharing your passion. And listeners, be sure to check her books and her website. Thank you for turning into Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. And join me next time for another inspiring conversation. In the meantime, happy listening.